Return by Karen Kingsbury and Gary Smalley. Reagan Decker's hands shook as she picked up the telephone and dialed. The number was so familiar once, back in a time that seemed forever ago, before her world tilted hard off its axis and stayed that way. She waited, her heart pounding in her throat. One ring. What will I say? How will they take the news?
Two rings.
Hello?
Mrs. Baxter? Reagan froze.
Yes?
A slight pause.
Can I help you?
She doesn't recognize my voice. I must be crazy to call after so long. This is Reagan. Reagan Decker?
Reagan, my goodness. It's been a long time, dear.
Luke's mother sounded strange, as though the mention of Reagan's name had cast a shadow over the moment. Reagan considered saying a quick few words and then getting off, but that would never do. This was a call she'd had to make for one reason alone. She couldn't hide from Luke Baxter forever.
Mrs. Baxter, I need to talk to Luke, please.
Reagan squeezed her eyes shut. A year earlier, she'd been quick-witted and outgoing, but not anymore. The spark was gone from her voice. Luke's mother had to notice. She drew a determined breath.
I have something to tell him.
His past had sprouted legs and was chasing him. That had to be it. Luke had no other way to describe the breathless anxiety marking so much of his time. Sometimes he could almost hear footsteps pounding the ground behind him, and on days like that he would even turn around, as though he might see a person or a being, whatever was after him. But no one was ever there. The feeling was always accompanied by memories, so Luke